Hello everyone, this is an intelligent analyst and this time I'm back with another review and we're going to talk about a very famous series. The name is Cobra Kai. So we all know the Cobra Kai is undoubtedly one of the most anticipated and revered series on Netflix. Cobra Kai has grown its fan base and audience with each season. This also started a trend of creating TV series after successful movie franchise, like the recently released Rings of Power after The Lord of the Rings. This show is about martial arts, fights, conspiracies and friendship, and these traits are in all seasons. Netflix is out with Cobra Kai Season 5 and I'm very excited to talk about it. Story: Cobra Kai Season 5 starts from the point where Season 4 ended. Eagle Fang and Miyagi-Do lost the All Valley Karate Tournament to Cobra Kai and they had to close their dojo. Miguel left for Mexico to search for his father and Robbie and Johnny went after him to bring him back home. Daniel brought Chosen to help him out in bringing down Silver. The entire season revolves around the fight between Silver and Daniel, Chosen and Johnny, and their students fighting with each other too. Background: several characters were repeated from previous seasons. There is going to be a big list, so stay patient. Like Ralph Macchio as Daniel LaRusso, William Zabka as Johnny Lawrence, Courtney Hangler as Amanda LaRusso, Jolo Medwana as Miguel Diaz, Tanner Buchanan as Robbie Keane, Mary Mauser as Samantha LaRusso, Jacob Bartard as Ellie E. Hawk Mosquez, Peyton List as Tori Nicholas, Dallas Dupree Young as Kenny Payne, Vanessa Rubio as Cameron Diaz, Thomas Ian Griffith as Terry Silver, and Martin Koh as Johnny Kreese and Yuji Okamoto as Jason Toguchi. This season was released on Netflix on 9th September 2022 and has 10 episodes. The series got good reviews from the critics and is most likely to be renewed for Season 6. Now, let's talk about the positives. What I loved about this season is the further personality development of the main cast. It was refreshing to see how the main cast could show their inner personalities and change gradually from time. I saw a different shade of Daniel LaRusso this season, from being overcautious to being indifferent towards the main villain. At one point, he simply gave up the fight and wanted to focus merely on his family and personal life. Johnny also changed from an aggressive man to a thoughtful and soft man when he heard the news of a new person coming into his life soon. He kept calm even at great provocation and incidents that could have turned him mad easily. He learned things from LaRusso, tried to fix his life by getting a job, and changed the vibe of the house to serenity. I also liked that there was a rise of new characters this season, like Dallas Dupree Young and Thomas Ian Griffith. They showed great potential in previous seasons as recurring characters and came out as the main cast in this season. I loved their commitment to their roles and how they could portray their inner conflicts during critical moments in this season. All the characters did a pretty good job and no one looked out of character or something. We could observe their preparation for their roles during the fight sequences. Like all previous seasons, this season also offers some great fight sequences. As always, the fight choreography is good and the BGM enhanced the overall quality of the season. The cinematography was good and it was nice to see all the characters doing their stuff on the screen beautifully. Negatives: this season was a necessary addition to moving the story towards great goals, but I have observed some shortcomings I would like to point out here. While all previous seasons had great fight sequences throughout the episodes, it was somewhat lacking in this season. This season was not much about fights or struggle. In fact, they focused on conspiracies and plotting. There was a lot of talks but very little action. In earlier seasons, there was always a specific goal towards which everyone would work hard and fight. There were a lot of thrills towards the goal, but this season was mostly about personal life and little issues. Some characters were unnecessarily loud and emotional, and there was not much depth in their personalities. At last, the overall script had a lot of plot holes and somewhat lousy writing. Overall, the season did not have much to offer and the initial episodes were not that interesting. The rest of the episodes were able to pull up the season, but a bad start would hurt like a sore thumb. There was a lot of potential in this season, but the creators did not exploit it. Conclusion: I would like to give 3.5 out of 5 stars to this season. The main reason for the letdown: could be the highest of creators to come up with a new season every few months. The production quality was not as good as in the past seasons, and they could have spent more time on the script. The creators should have focused more on fight among teenagers, not among adults. I have high hopes for the next season, considering the show is going global, and we can expect a better fight from it. And that is all for today, guys. Thank you so much for listening. This is again an Intelligent Analyst. If you like it, give it a like, subscribe, share with your friends, and keep watching.